صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 30th of Jumad al-Ula, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 14th of December, 2023. Our eye is on Palestine, and inshallah today we will be discussing this with Hazrat Mufti Saab. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan wa zaid khan.
Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, your trip in Durban, currently Pietermaritzburg, how is it going? And I believe tonight the program is at Mountain Rise Masjid in Pietermaritzburg. Is this correct?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are still in Durban. We came here for a nikah, so myself, my wife, my sister, and her granddaughters, and so mashallah, we're still here in Durban. Yesterday was a comical situation at O.R. Tambo Airport. What had happened was, we all were there on time, all the passengers, and it was SAA flight. And then what happened was, the plane was there, the passengers was there. So 5, 10, 15, half an hour, 45 minutes, the plane was delayed. So everybody was worrying, now what's happening? So when we asked them, they said, no, they're locating the pilots. The pilots got lost. So I made a joke. I said, what, they went to the wrong airport or what? You understand? So this is our South Africa. You know how things work in South Africa, you know. Yes, you understand? We've got so many clowns and jokers and trapeze artists and so. So even the pilots got lost. They didn't know which plane they're going to go to, pilots, you know, and so forth and so on. So anyway, we came exactly Maghrib time here yesterday. And then, mashallah, we did our Maghrib Salat here. And then I went, they came to fetch me. And last night, we had our first program day in La Mercy. So if you know, Maulana Rafiq Muhammad is the Secretary General of the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu-Natal. He's our student from Darul Newcastle in the early stages, mashallah. So he always used to tell me, you must have a program in La Mercy. But he had to go there to Abu Dhabi or Dubai or somewhere. His daughter just gave birth, mashallah. So he wasn't there, but he told me he won't be there, but he made all the arrangements. So we had a very nice program, and we spoke about the past, the present, the future regarding Palestine, and we spoke about the latest, what's happening there in Gaza and so forth. So inshallah, today, after this program, then we'll read Zohar Salat, have lunch, then we'll go to see our Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, my honorable Ustad and teacher, and then inshallah, we'll proceed towards Maritzburg, and there, inshallah, tonight after Maghrib, will be a program in the Mountain Rise Masjid. And there also, our graduate is there, Mohan Abdulaziz Ahmad. So, mashallah, I told him I'm coming, he must arrange the program. So, tonight's program will be live, inshallah, Aziz, on Sirius FM and on Radio Al Ansar International. And on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And likewise, tomorrow's program, the Jummah, will be live. And that will be with Radio Al-Ansar International and with Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that will be tomorrow Jummah's program, inshallah, Azizji.
Mufti Saab, give us the live updates in Gaza, please.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So let me just look at the news here, what they say in the Jutlas, you must remember. And let's go to the Haaretz newspaper and see what they are saying. Report, day 69, they say, Israel asks Egypt to mediate new hostage release deal for ceasefire. Now, if you just look at it, leave everything aside. As an independent observer, I read again. This is the headlines, right on top, report. Israel asked Egypt to mediate new hostage release deal for ceasefire. You see, when the Mossad chief wanted to go directly to Qatar, then the war cabinet, the Israeli government, prevented him. Said, no, you can't go. Because they feel that will be a real humiliating thing to do and a disgraceful thing. Now they're telling Egypt, because Egypt is like their slave, so Egypt must now mediate and make a new hostage deal. So what does that tell you? It tells you after 69 days, tomorrow, Friday, 70 days, that they're getting a good threshing, a good whipping, and a good hiding from Hamas, and more than 4,000, 5,000 of their soldiers have been dispatched to hell, and more than 15,000 of their soldiers have been injured, and so forth. 2,000 to 3,000, you must remember, are already, you understand, blind. And you heard, I can't pronounce it, but they are. I sent it out to everybody today. Thousands of people on, you understand, Telegram and all the groups. So there are one newspaper journalist that who spilled all the beans, then they fired him. Said, how could you do all these type of things then? Let's read the other updates. Al Jazeera, Israeli Air Force strikes or struck targets in southern Lebanese village in Al Tarun. So that's what they're saying there. Then analysis, Shujayi battle exposes IDF laws, but doesn't indicate a shift in Gaza fighting. Now again, look at this one. So then Shujayi, so you must remember, Shujayi means Shaja'a. So the brave camp, you must remember, they exposed the IDF laws. It shows how weak the IDF has become. They are the Israeli diaper forces. They are the Israeli diarrhea forces, and they're catching a good hiding. When they just hear Hamas, then their diarrhea starts and their diapers are working. You must remember that. 1, 2, 3, inside, outside, their underpants and overpants and their pants, everything gets messed up. You must remember that. Iran warns against proposed U.S.-backed Red Sea force. You see, now America, one side, says they want peace. But then they're bringing more and more reinforcement for Israel. So therefore, we must target America and target Israel. Hit them where it hurts the most. You see what we're doing with Starbucks? Starbucks is losing up millions, billions of dollars across the world. Every person who got through Iman, through Islam, you must never enter into any Starbucks shop or Starbucks place and so forth. And all those McDonald's and KFC, and Zara, whatever, this fashion shop and so forth, we need to teach all of them a lesson, al-muqata'a, and that we can do. 1 billion Muslims, even if 20%, 30% do so, remember that, it has a great, great impact, and then we can bring them to their knees, you must remember. Siren sound in Gaza border communities of Ain Hashlosha and Nirim, so it shows that our brothers are busy. Hamas is giving them, remember, a good threshing, and therefore now they want peace and so forth. Rain forces Gazans out of makeshift camp, increases risk of disease. So they are the ones that they must know who created all these problems. They, by putting the Palestinians there for 17 years in an open prison, in a concentration camp. So they are responsible for all this. The biggest problem, you must remember, is this, that the occupation must end. Israelis must reject government's false promise of perfect security. See, all this is from the Haaretz newspaper. Everything, if you look at it objectively, you will find that you must remember that they are admitting defeat, although they say it a bit diplomatically. Tunnels off. I was just looking at tunnels and the tunnels disappeared. So you must remember that here they got something very interesting. Tunnels of cash and cryptocurrency. Hamas finances explained. Now they're wondering how come these people, you must remember, can survive and manage. So they say tunnels of cash and cryptocurrency. Inside the tunnels also they're making deals and wheeling and so forth. They know what's happening, but they can't find them. You must remember this type of thing. Syria boycotted, cancelled, isolated. Will Israel become the new Russia due to the war in Gaza? So people are boycotting Israel, canceling programs with them, isolating them. They're the new pariah state, and will Israel become the new Russia due to the war in Gaza? I mean, everyone I read So you must remember this. This is, you must remember, against them. Can Yagulan leverage his hero image? Oh, they got one shaitan there that he wants to become their hero and so forth. Nobody can become a hero now, so you must remember this. So Netanyahu's guns will establish a Palestinian state campaign. So remember, see among themselves they're fighting. Netanyahu says guns will establish a Palestinian state campaign. So he's trying to say, you must stick with me, O Israel, there will be no Palestinian state. But if you can listen to the other guys, guns and them, then there will be a Palestinian state. So that is why تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. You must remember on these issues there. Yeah, let's just go to another one. Ukraine conflict will end in a month. In a few months it will end. That's the Chechen leader. U.S. has only $1 billion left for Ukraine. White House says so. German army losing manpower. The Bild. Bild is German newspaper. German army losing manpower. So you must remember that. Thereafter, if you want more news, we can give you. So world trade suffering decline. You see, everywhere people are suffering now, so you must remember that. Hamas leaders names condition for peace talks. You see that? Now we calling the shots. We say this is how you get peace, and you must listen to us and so forth. U.S. Congress votes on Biden impeachment. They want to impeach Biden, remember that. So what they did with this guy, O'Clinton, although it is not successful, but you must remember it's a definite disgrace and humiliation for him, and remember this type of things there. So let me give you more also from here. Moscow outlined condition for Middle East peace. So now all this is going on. India shares position on Gaza. Now it also voted there must be immediate ceasefire and so forth. Now listen to this one here. No one will stop us from destroying Israel and the U.S. How Lebanon is preparing for a war over Gaza. So Lebanese, we can't trust them. They Shias, the Hezbollah, the Hezbollah Shaitan. And remember, Shias always will make big, big noises. But when the time comes, then they will not deliver. Always that it happened in the past, you must remember this. So these are all the news breaking, you must remember, in different parts of the world. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for us. And Allah give our brothers victory there in Gaza, Palestine, and all parts of the world. Wherever there is occupation, there must be resistance. Always remember that law. We know what happened in South Africa. The white minority regime want to rule everybody, and by the gun, by the rule of the gun and the barrel of the gun, and then you lost everything. So some of the leaders, Jutlas, Haramis, super terrorists, will lose everything. Yet they know the writing is on the wall, and already thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jutlas have left Israel and said, finish now, the honeymoon is over, and we have to face reality.
Mufti Saab, yesterday we saw that these baby killers started pumping water into Gaza tunnels. But was this actually wise when their own hostages are possibly there?
It shows how desperate they are. They're totally frustrated. They don't know what to do. And where are the tunnels? So you must remember that they don't know which tunnels and so forth and so on. So you must remember these type of things. You must understand the real aim. The real aim is to expel all these 1 million, 2 million, 2.3 million. Ethnic cleansing must take place. Genocide must take place because they got America's veto and so forth. And these stupid and idiot donkeys there, the Republicans and Democrats, majority of them 100% behind Israel. Why? Because the Jutlas give them money. You can just see, go to APEC and the website and see who's collecting so much and so much. You must remember that. So that's the big problem there. Second one is that the world opinion has turned against them. And then the next issue is they found oil, they found gas, they found, you understand, gold, all that in Gaza. So the Jutlas have strategized that instead of the Suez Canal, we make our own canal, the Ben-Gurion Canal, Canal to Ben-Gurion. And in that way there, that will come through, and through Gaza it will go, and they will be the masters, according to them, of Gaza, and they will be selling this oil and gold and gas and all that to who? To Europe and other countries. So that will be a great, great income for them, a lucrative income, as they say. But only thing is that our Hamas is preventing them. So وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ They plot and they plan, and all Allah has his master plan. And Allah is humiliating them. Quran said so, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَوْ أَتَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ That Allah will continue punishing them till the day of justice, Su' al-Hisab, a horrible, terrible punishment. And whether it's Hitler, whether it's Hamas, whether it's ABC, they will always be punished. You must remember that, because ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ We are punishing them because of their disobedience and their rebelliousness. The kosher law also is based on that. Allah Ta'ala made it so difficult for them because they rebelled against Allah, against the prophets and messengers. They murdered the prophets and messengers and they tried to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why they must pay the price, remember. The baby killers, you saw more than 10,000 babies, children, women murdered by the Israeli super terrorists and haramis. The whole world is seeing now.
Mufti Sahab, someone said yesterday that we can officially use the word poop because they heard Mufti Sahab saying that how the soldiers are pooping. And yesterday we saw that they called upon the female soldiers to assist because the males are shaking with fear. So one person asked, is it fine for our Mujahideen to kill these females?
100%. Anybody in uniform, you must remember that. They are trained, well-trained soldiers, you must remember that. So once you are trained and so forth, and if they find an opportunity, they'll come kill you. Or they'll come, you know what they did to our Palestinian woman and so forth. They removed them and told them to undress and so forth. And they came with their dogs there and so forth. And said, if you don't undress and so forth, we will put out the dogs on you. So these dogs might be dispatched to Jahannam and Hellfire. And I said, they're pooping in their pens. You must remember that. And they are messing. Therefore, I gave them two names now. IDF, the Israeli Diaper Force, or the Israeli Diarrhea Force, and so forth. And the next one also, we sent it out yesterday. We said it seems that the diapers and the men's one are getting finished, the pants and underpants and jockeys and whatever else, and diapers. So now the women's underwear, they're going to start using and all that. Because these cowards now, they're seeing, they're fighting ghosts, we're fighting ghosts. You must remember that. The Jutlas are saying, we don't know, we're getting a good threshing. I saw my friend dying in front of me. Me, I don't want to go. How many of the Jutlas are saying the same thing? So that is exactly what we believe in. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ Indeed, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala assisted you in the battle of Badr, even though your adad and udad were so less, your numbers were less, your power, your ammunition and arms, whatever they had, was much less and inferior physically and superficially compared to Abu Jahl and company and so forth. So Abu Jahl and them, when they left Makkah, they were already celebrating. They said victory is a foregone conclusion. And wala takunu kalladina kharaju min diyarihim batara wa'a'a an-nas. So they said that Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like those people who left their homes, Makkah Mukarramah, batara, with their pride and arrogance. وَرِعَاءَ النَّاسِ And they wanted to show off to the people. So same thing with the Jutlas. They say, what is Hamas? We will dismantle them. We will finish them. Yesterday I was traveling in the plane when the pilots came. Today one non-Muslim, Mr. Kenny Naidu, sent me a message. He said that was a too good one about the pilots. Every day he listens, he sends me messages. So he says, and then he put all the planes there, you know, with all the what emojis and so forth. And then he said, Mama G's, you know, send out all the emojis and so forth. So you must remember these things here. So they thought there'd be a walk in the park, like how when the Russians came to Afghanistan in 79. They said, these guys here, they don't have one plane, they don't have one helicopter, we'll finish them up in 1 week, 1 month. They stayed 10 years, and then the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. You see, tied us up with Taliban. Taliban taught them a lot of tricks for Hamas and so forth, remember that. And then Putin, he says, you finish my USSR up. You finish my Soviet Union up. Now this is one job I must do. And what is that? You United, United Snakes of America, USA, USA, United States of America, they say, we call them United Snakes of America. There are 50 states there, like 50 provinces. So he says, me, I'm going to dismantle them. That's his ultimate aim. So therefore, they're de-dollarizing, they're hitting America left, right, and center, and so forth. You must remember, he won the war against Ukraine, and everything has happened. So now he will help Hamas. He will help anybody who's going to hit America, Israel, and so forth, and so on. You see one thing, we don't agree with belief structure. But this morning, I don't know if you heard, you don't understand. I must just get the right figures. But something like this I said, you can listen to it. That in 1991, you understood, there were only 120 masajid in Russia, no mosque. And now, there are, I don't know if you heard it, it's 1,700. You understand? You must just verify it, but that's what I remember the news I gave this morning. So, mashallah, he's allowing all these activities. Imran Khan said that his wife is also a Muslim, Putin, understood? So if you become Muslim, you become Amirul Jaish, you become the chief commander in the army, because he knows all these things. He's well trained in all these things here. He knows tactics, even though he teaches MBS and MBZ, you idiots, come let me teach you a few things, you understand? So that is what he does, you must remember. So that's his ultimate aim. That we must destroy this USA and so forth, and they all fear him the most. He hasn't opened up with the submarines as yet. And yesterday, day before yesterday, he brought two more submarines for the Pacific Fleet and so forth. So that's why it's good for us to support him. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bir-rajul al-fajir. So you must remember that verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala helps the deen of Islam. You must remember what true non-Muslims also sometimes. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So we should be clear on that issue.
Mufti Saab, we heard that apartheid Israel is losing the support of India. Is this true?
Yes, 100%. I just told you. Now you must remember, if you know India, India always supported who? The people in South Africa, ANC, and so forth and so on, because of the apartheid regime here. Okay? So that was the ANC and the India always supported the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the Palestinian movement, the Palestinian resistance, always. But when this Modi came, and Modi, say, became the student of Israel, the BJP are racist, and they have enmity, hatred, rancor for the Muslims and Islam, and Israel, same thing. So the two of them, they then combined the unholy alliance between Israel and between India. And we know in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. That you will find your worst enemies will be the Jutlas and the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever say every Jew and every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus. And what is the illati mushtaraka? What is the binding for factor? What is the underbelly, the undercurrent? وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. See, everything is in the Quran. So they were given to drink, you must remember, in their hearts, what the love of the calf and the cow. So you see, Jutlas are saying, بَقَرَةٌ safra, they in the Quran, مَا لَوْنُهَا مَا هِيَا أُلْ. Now they're waiting for بَقَرَةٌ hamra, they are waiting for the red cow. And once the red cow comes, then they will slaughter it. Then they want to demolish the Masjid al-Aqsa, the Qubbatul Sakhra, the portion there in the center, and replace it with their Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. So all these are the plans they have. And India, you know that they drink the cow milk, they drink the cow urine, all that in India you go and see. I was in India 6-7 times, and I asked the taxi guy, why are you not hooting that cow is here? He said, Ya Mara Khuda hai, dar jayega. You understand? This is our God, our deity. They get frightened. So imagine that they believe the God will get frightened. It's like when I was traveling, you understand, you know, from Karachi, I used to go there by train. We go sometime by plane or whatever. And from South Africa, then we went so many times. So one day when I was studying still there in Karachi, so, Alhamdulillah, I'm here in Durban. It's a wonderful, beautiful day. And two Indians on the Indian Ocean, you understand? So beautiful, magnificent view here, mashallah, mashallah. So one day you must see these places here where we are with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, magnificent, superior. South Africa is very beautiful, you know, but the corruption spoils everything and the crookedness of the politicians. So nevertheless, I was traveling third class, you know, that. So an Hindu guy was sitting next to me and the train was crossing the Ganga, Jamna, the Ganges River. So he's sitting in front. I can see what he's doing. He can see what I'm doing. We were speaking also sometimes, and sometimes we sleep. So he took out a coconut, nariyal. You know, they call nariyal. He took out the coconut and he threw it there. So I asked him, Babuji, hey Babu, what are you doing? He said, Main khuda ko khilata hu. Now they get very amazed. He said, aapki Hindi to bahut achhi hai. You understand? He say, you speak perfect Hindi. We speak Urdu, but they call it Hindi. The words are the same, 90%. The script, the writing is different. But the words, 90% are the same. So anyway, you must remember, so I asked him, Babu, ye kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? He said, Main khuda ko khilata hu. I'm feeding God. So I looked at him and I asked him, Tu khuda ko khilate ki khuda tujhe khilata hai? Ke you feeding God or God is feeding you? So now he's thinking, you see what this guy is making a valid point, you know, for buhita alladhi kafar, and he loses the battle, obviously. So that is what happens. Every day, me and you, Mauna Zahid and all of us, we must read two rakat salat with shukr for this daily, right till our last breath. Our forefathers, not from where they came, from India. Today, all these surnames people got, Desai and Patel and Mehta and this, what you think, all Hindu surnames, not Muslim surnames. So you must remember these type of things, yeah? So, but it became famous now in the Muslims, but actually, it's all Hindu surnames. Moraji Desai and Patel, until today they got all that day in the Hindus also. So, how Allah saved us from this kufr and the shirk and idol worship and cow worship and so forth. Imagine in the 21st century, people worshipping lingam, the private part, the male organ, yoni, the pre-female private part, and they worshipping Hanuman, the monkey, or Ganeshi, the elephant, or Ganpati, the rats and mice, and so forth. So like that, so many things you must remember that. So Allah, Jalla wa Ala, gave us Iman, blessed us with Islam. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. How much shukr, how grateful, thankful we should be to Almighty Allah. He blessed us and conferred upon us the greatest, greatest bounty which Allah has conferred to any human being. We should remember that, and anyone in His creation.
100%. Mufti Saab, before we go for the break, inshallah, let's say Hamas takes a stronghold of Gaza soon. Will this mean that Tel Aviv and the rest of Palestine also will be rescued thereafter?
Remember, all this is in the Quran. You know, last night in La Messi, so I told them that I'll send out two books. So the one brother came to fetch me. He's the family member, cousin of our Maulana Rafiq Muhammad, Faisal Muhammad. First time I met him where I am, so now he came to fetch me because I got a vehicle, but I don't know the roads. So he's just 10, 15 minutes from here to La Messi, so he's very near. So then I told the brothers there that, you know, I'll give him the book. I'll send the PDF copy to him. So I sent it at 11 o'clock at night and so forth last night. Yeah, I think we better take a break just now because I have to drink some water and so forth. So anyway, cut long story short, so one book, every person who knows Arabic, whether you're an alim or you're an Arabic speaking person or what, first, to understand this book, you must understand the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. وَأَجَائِبُهُ لَا تَنْقَذِي وَلَا يَشْبَأُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَىٰ. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is a reporter. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif about the greatness, the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. because the ulama, real ulama, not all those mufatiyas we got today, scholars and dollars and all of them, pehle the mufti masail ke batane wale ab bhi hain, mufti ka mujhe mufti khane wale. I'm not speaking of these guys. So I'm speaking of real scholars. They will never get satisfied. They, every day they will look at this tafsir, this tafsir, this tafsir, because they want to imbibe and learn more and more and more and more. The Quran is a miracle for all times, all places, and it is Al-Mu'jizatul Kubra, the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must remember that. So that's one issue. Second issue is you must remember that. So now we go the other side now. So you see, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya. So Allah has chosen Hamas. Al-Ghazza fiha al-Izza, al-Ghazza fiha al-Baraka, al-Ghazza fiha al-Rahma, al-Ghazza fiha al-Nusra, Allah's help, Allah's Baraka, Allah's honor is coming to the Muslims. They brought Palestine right back to the center stage in the whole world. Remember that. The Saudi government are non-Muslim, you know that, the current MBS, and they're totally non-Muslim. They will tell you you can celebrate Christmas and New Year and all these things here. So you must, today somebody sent me a clip at Dubai airport, how much facilities they got for the jutnas to play. Hey, Salat lil Yahud and all these type of things. I said, Musalla lil Yahud and all that. Can you imagine all that? Nabi alayhi salam said, Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. You see, expel the Jews and Christians, and this MBS and MBZ, and then they invite more Jews and Christians. Proper haram is there. So anyway, you must remember this. So that is the issue there. So we must learn what the Quran Kareem says. So this is an example of that. And chapter number 17, Surah Bani Israel, beginning of the 15 Jews, and verse number 7. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ And when the last and final promise comes, لِأَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ So that they, the Muslim army, they will be the ones, you must remember, لِأَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ That they will be the one, that they will be figuring your faces, the jutla faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ You know Arabic. And see every verse there, Allah attributed to the Muslims. Every verse there, Allah said in the present tense and future tense. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ Through jihad. And no mufawaza and kalam and all waste of time, nothing like that. No meetings and all that. Jihad, give them a good threshing. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا All this pride, arrogance they got, so Allah will crush it to pieces, pieces. تَدْبِيرًا So that is the meaning of it. So inshallah, you'll phone me after 4 or 5 minutes. And this thing, yeah, so I have to drink something and all that, yeah, mashallah, okay? Inshallah. Please, I was a grapevine in Palestine, inshallah, Brother Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll meet the listeners after the break, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, give us the events that is going to take place closer to Qiyamah, and where will Palestine fit in all of this?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I'm just opening Haaretz to see what the jutnas they put now in the past few minutes. They still got about Egypt. And I'm just seeing if there's anything else there. There's new anything. Ben Gvir, ministry runs like a crime organization has taken over. You see, Ben Gvir's ministry runs like a crime organization, meaning the minister of security, he himself is a criminal, he's a terrorist, even according to Israeli law and so forth. So I see that Haaretz is now being very critical of them. That's why they wanted to ban him, you must remember that. Netanyahu's silver platter, dead and wounded IDF soldiers. How's that now? So he's handing over a silver platter. To who? There to the Palestinians and telling them that you kill more of the soldiers and injure them more. And the Israeli public is agitated If they can get hold of him, they will go and circumcise him properly. And they're heading for a civil war there. Remember that in Israel. So two big headlines there. You'll need to carry all that in your news and so forth. You must remember that. Okay. And see this one. The Israeli army has dropped restraint in Gaza, and data shows unprecedented killing. That they're just murdering anybody, killing anybody, anything that moves. So they are haramis, murderers, and so forth. So let me give you the chronological events and sequence of events that will unfold from now till the day of Qiyamah and how Palestine fits into this whole thing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number one is, we don't know dates. First of all those people say this date, date, that, all we reject. Even Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Rahimahullah, the founder of Hamas. Hamas was formed in 87. And remember, they just checked there, Zahid, that when did he pass away? Was it two, when was he murdered in March? 2004, 2005 by Ariel Sharon. That is Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, founder of Hamas. It was either 2004 or 2005. So you can tell me just now about that. So anyway, I'll continue speaking. So anyway, that what I want to say is this. First, Hazrat Mahdi will come. Mata Khalifa, a leader will die. The way we look at it is Salman will die. You understand? So he's not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, he's Khainul Haramain Sharifain. And then you must remember this person, Mahdi, will be there in Medina Munawwara. When he sees all this happening, he will go to Makkah Mukarrama. There the Abdal and the people of Syria and then the pious great Awliyaullah and the very pious people of Iraq and so forth will recognize him. There in Makkah Mukarrama by the Baytullah, they will take the Bay'ah, the oath of allegiance and so forth. Then he will go towards Syria and so forth. So his main aim will be to bring about stability, solidarity, unite the Ummah. We all know how fragmented we are and so forth and so on almost every second, third issue, right? Not only South Africa, the whole world basically is like that today. Muslim world and Arab world and everything there. So that will be his brief and his functions. Thereafter, Dajjal will come out. So Dajjal is already in existence. Hadith of Tamim Dari in Tirmidhi Sharif, he met him and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam confirmed. So he will break loose and come. And then he will stay for 40 days. The first day, Qasanatin, will be like 1 year. The second day will be like 1 month. The third day will be like 1 week. And then the 37 days will be normal. Isa alayhi salatu salam, in that interim, his second coming will take place. And he will come down in Damascus and so forth. Now bring the Palestinian picture. Everything now is Palestine. So between Tel Aviv and between Jerusalem, there's a place called Lud, Lam Dal, Bibab in Lud. And if you go there, you will see even today it's written there, Lod, L-O-D. So there you must remember Nabi Isa, alayhi salam, Jesus, will then dispatch and kill Dajjal and send him to Jahannam and the hellfire forever and ever and eternally. So there's your Palestine already there, okay? After that, Isa alayhi salam will wage a war. Against whom? Against the Christians and the Jews. Go open Quran Sharif, chapter 4, verses 155, 156, 157, 158. وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِي. So the Jews and Christians must bring Iman on him, Isa alayhi salam, قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ Isa. Before the natural demise and death of Jesus, peace be upon him. Okay? So if they don't, then it's immal Islam or immal Saif. Either Islam or either war. So that's another reason why Jesus will come the second coming. One is to eliminate and liquidate and kill Dajjal. And one, li'ibtali aqidatil Yahud wa Nasara, to nullify the beliefs of the Jews and Christians. See Ifrat and Tafrit, what extreme they went to. Christians said, he is Ibnullah, the son of Allah, highest form of kufr and shirk. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ. And the Jutlas, Harami, super terrorists, they were to say, Ibn Zaniya, the son of a harlot, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So the greatest insult also. So what Allah does say, وقولهم and they said about Maryam and that بهتانا عظيما and a wild, wild, a great, great accusation and allegation they made against Sayyidah Maryam al-Batul. Batul, the one who moved away from a toxic society to a pure place in society. And second one, you must remember that Azra, the virgin, wa ummuhu Siddiqa, such a pure lady, Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha, and Siddiqa Sayyidah Maryam, both were accused, and Allah Ta'ala revealed Quranic verses for them. So how elevated they are. So nevertheless, so that will unfold also in Palestine and so forth. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We open Quran and see the reference there. Maulana just verified chapter 17, verse 104. That's in the ending of the surah. So Allah will bring the jutlas and all of them in groups there. And that is in the ending. And in the beginning, chapter 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. So which I just explained to you now.
Correct.
So that Isa alayhi salam, the followers all will be living nicely, but then the Ya'juj Ma'juj will come. And they will create havoc everywhere in the world, and then they'll end up in Palestine. So when we went there, they took us there also, Buhaira Tabariya, Tiberias, you understood? So they will drink all the water there, this Ya'juj Ma'juj. They will say, Qatalna man fil ard, and now they'll shoot arrows to the sky, and they'll come down with blood marks and blood stains. They will say, Qatalna man fi sama. So they kill the one in the heavens also, Allah forbid. So this will be all trial and test. So then Nabi Isa alayhi salam will tell his people, we must go now to Mount Sinai, wa Turi Sinin. Allah will protect us there. So when they go there, so I climb right on top with Allah's help, right to the apex, the summit. My wife also, mashallah. So with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So there on top, they go to the masjid also. So I told Suleiman, not our Suleiman Esop, Suleiman Misri. I told him, today, I'll give azan, I'll make imamat, everything, you follow me here. When I get chance again. So right on top there, Allah Ta'ala made it easy. We did that with Allah's help. So anyway, long story short, then he, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, will cry back to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, punish this Gog and Magog, Ya Juj Majuj. Then here by their neck, they will have like a wound, like a scar, like a boil. And one by one, they'll freck, you know, they will die like dogs and so forth. Freck is like Afrikaans. So you must remember that. So when that happens to them, then when they come down, there will be stench and a foul smell everywhere. So he will beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, that the smell is very bad. So Allah Ta'ala will send rains and winds and they'll be cast into the ocean. People will live happily, barakat upon barakat. Isa alayhi salam will get married, he'll have a wife, he'll have two sons, and all that will happen, Muhammad and Musa, and all that will be their names according to the ulama and so forth. So anyway, all this will carry on. Then he will migrate to Madinah Munawwara, who? Jesus. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and then he will come, you must remember, there and pass away in Madinah Munawwara, be buried right next to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, Nabiyyan wa Waziran, two prophets and messengers, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, the last and final prophet and messenger for humanity, posterity, and the last prophet of the Israelites, you must remember, is him. Oh, Jesus, peace be upon him. So he will be there next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Waziran, the two ministers, that will be Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. So all of them there, mashallah. And thereafter, you remember, Aftina bi Baytil Maqdis, Ya Rasulallah. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Maymuna, not Maymuna, the honorable wife of Nabi alayhi salam. This is another Maymuna. She asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us a fatwa, a verdict regarding Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya ardul mahshar wal manshar. It is the land of resurrection. So everything will happen there in Masjid al-Aqsa, surroundings and so forth and so on. So that is how Qiyamah will come, and all these events will still come and so forth. So still a lot of things to happen, still a lot of signs and so forth. But we definitely already by the introduction, what artificial intelligence and what all these malhama and battles and all that going on, to remember Allah. The what has happened now is what this battle here in Gaza unfolding. لِيَمِيذَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ Allah Ta'ala is showing the world who are the tayyib, the pure people, and who are the khabith. So I speak of governments, not the public. Saudi government, United Arab Emirates government, Bahrain government, Moroccan government, Egyptian government, Jordanian government, they are the khabith. All of them normalizing ties with Israel and so forth. So al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. So therefore, under that category, the tayyib are the Hamas. The tayyib are the people who are helping them and supporting them from the Ahlul Sunnah, not the Shia. Shia the Kufar. So we must remember that. So that is what we must realize. We must belong to the party of the Yib of Haqq and not the party of Khabis and so forth and expediency and bootlickers of America and Israel and so forth. And end of the day, we should be reading the Dua, Chapter 3, Surah 3, verse 194, وَلَا تُفْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Ya Allah, Jalla wa la, do not disgrace us on the Day of Justice. In Surah 12, verse number 101, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمَا وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Oh Allah, let me pass away and die with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious people. And you see today people mourning the Muslim or evening the Muslim, and then the next day they become kuffar. We see in our own people now, Allah forbid, to yusbihu rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. Why they go and change their religion? Yabi'u deenahu bi'aradim min ad-dunya. They sold their deen for the material benefit and money and scholars for dollars and so. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So that's the greatest thing. Answer these three, four questions, Maulana. When the Sheikh Ahmad Yasin was martyred, 204 or 205?
2004.
2004. Okay. And what is the other thing also I told you to check up that about the mosque in Russia? Is 1,700.
I didn't check that as yet, but the verse of the Quran, verse 104, chapter 17 is correct.
Yeah, that's correct. You must check that quickly also. Now you've got 1 minute left. That how many mosques in Russia, you understand, according to the Russians and Putin and them, 91, I know they said were 120 or something. And then I carried that just now this morning in the news also. And now they said 1,700 or something like that. So it's very interesting. We must know all those things there as well. G.
Mufti Saab, it shows here there's more than the... Just in this, just in the period of Putin, there are currently, it says 8,000 masjids.
How many thousand?
8,000, but it's not showing from when.
Yeah, I know the big figure. You understand? So 8,000 or so. Yeah, very
in
good.
In the whole of Russia, Chi.
Yeah, 8,000.
Chi.
Very good. So we must know all these things there. So you must, let's do that now they are. You must see they want, you must remember the Mujahideen on their side. They know Chechnya are real Mujahideen. So they have to do this also for them. And Wallahu Alam, maybe his wife is also, you must remember, a Muslim. So Muslima. Okay, Maulana, I'm sure that maybe you got all the programs. So you should announce it, what's happening and so forth. So inshallah, Aziz, our program tonight will be there at Mountain Rise, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, after Maghrib. So say from 7 to 8.30, and then Maulana Arafat program. And inshallah, Aziz, it will be live on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, and on Radio Al-Ansar, inshallah, Aziz. Barakallahu feek. Send me the podcast quickly, please. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.